$0 due at inception, plus license, title, and dock fee. 36-month courtesy car lease on a 2015 2.0 Turbo ATS and a 24-month courtesy car lease on a 2015 SRX. State sales tax included in prices. Chicago residents require use tax. 10,000 miles per year plus 25 cents per mile over. See dealer for details or visit wildcadillac.com. Offer good for 3 days following this message.
You hear that? All that fast talking? That's called Z-copy. Car dealers have to say it, but they don't want you to hear it. I'm Irwin Weil at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville. Here's what I want to say, and here's what I want you to hear.
Lease a 2015 ATS courtesy car for $289 a month or a 2015 SRX courtesy car for $329 a month, both with no down payment and sales tax included. Plus, we'll make your first month's payment. ATS for $289, SRX for $329 with no down payment, sales tax included, and we make your first month's payment.
Forget that fast-talking Z-copy. Forget the small print. Get your next Cadillac from me and visit wildcadillac.com. I'll make it worth your while at Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Wild Cadillac in Libertyville.
Now open Saturday for service.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jason wanted to show his car some love, and AutoZone rewards stretched Jason's love even further. He recalled moments he and his car shared, oil changes, brake jobs, and that rest stop on Highway 53, where scarfing down that bean burrito almost felt like cheating.
Sorry, car.
Oh, really good burrito.
That's Jason's zone. Let AutoZone yours.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Keep your summer going strong with great savings right now at Lowe's. Like $30 off select Project Source vanities, now only $39. Plus, save up to $20 off select paint and primer, stain and sealant, and resurfacers. Don't miss out on summer's biggest savings at Lowe's. Lowe's, never stop improving. Vanity offer valid 7/22 through 8/4. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Paint offer valid 7/22 through 8/17. Valid on 114 through 640 fluid ounce containers only. See store or Lowe's.com for details and exclusions. U.S. only.
Hey, Flo here, and this is my impression of your neighbor who really likes to talk about the weather. Well, Spring may not have a loyalty program, but Progressive sure does. And it's free. I know, right? Tell it to Old Man Winter! Enough with the rain already! But you're automatically enrolled when you sign up, so you don't even have to think about it. Not that you could think about anything in this humidity!
Rewarding you from the beginning with Progressive's loyalty program.
It's no polar vortex, I can tell you that much! Where are you going?
Loyalty program not available in all states and situations. Cumulative benefits are limited. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my diet works, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Don't miss any of the Score's continuing coverage of Bears training camp live from Bourbonnais, featuring all your favorite Score shows, Bears experts, and Bears players and coaches, right here on Chicago's home for Bears fans. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, Sports Radio 670 The Score, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago. Scoreboard update.
It's 4:01 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bears completed their first practice down in Bourbonnais this morning. Cornerback Tim Jennings was not in camp. He was busy striking a deal with Georgia prosecutors to dispose of a DUI charge he picked up in January. Jennings is expected to be in camp tomorrow. Head coach John Fox declined to elaborate on a shin injury that landed number one draft pick Kevin White on the PUP list, saying only that the injury is not serious and that White is day-to-day. Fox also said that the team has to get over the off-field issues that caused so many problems last season.
You want to be focused on what you're doing and try to get better every day. And, you know, the less distractions you have, or, you know, everybody fights their own demons and, you know, try to be above the line every day. And, you know, whether it's a cut, whether it's a nagging injury, whether it's maybe a conflict in some facet of their life, you know, they have to overcome that.
Bears will hold their first padded practice on Saturday. And Tom Brady's lawsuit against the NFL challenging his four-game Deflategate suspension will be heard in New York despite the Players Association attempt to file their suit in Minnesota. That's because the NFL beat the Players Association to the courthouse, filing a preemptive suit to uphold Roger Goodell's decision in New York. to baseball, with the trade deadline just about 24 hours away, the Cubs have yet to make a move, though CBS Sports' John Heyman says the Cubs continue to talk to the Padres about pitcher Tyson Ross. Cubs are reportedly insisting that Starlin Castro be part of any deal. Northsiders open a weekend series in Milwaukee tonight. Last time the two teams met in early May, the Brewers took 2-3 from the Cubs. Well, the Cubs will send Jake Arrieta to the mound to face Jimmy Nelson tonight at 7:10. Starlin Castro back in tonight's lineup. Chris Bryant gets the night off. Kyle Schwarber gets another start in left field. White Sox, meanwhile, have quickly gone from sellers to buyers as they find themselves with an 8-game win streak. Now that the Sox are just 2.5 games out of the second AL wildcard slot, USA Today says the Sox are looking to add a bat and have inquired about the Tigers' Yoenis Cespedes. Chris Sale tried to lift his team to a sweep of Boston tonight at 6:10. Elsewhere, David Price shipped to Toronto for three players, including top prospect Daniel Norris, and the Cardinals picked up a bat in Brandon Moss for prospect Rob Kaminsky. It's Big Ten Football Media Day in Ohio State, celebrated by suspending four players, American defensive end Joey Bosa, for the opener against Virginia Tech for a violation of team rules. Multiple reports now that marijuana and academics are at issue there. And Tiger Woods bogeyed three of the first five holes and sits in 103rd place at the Quicken Loans National. This scoreboard update is brought to you by ChicagoFootball.com, your hub for Bears coverage. And tune in to The Score, and you could win the Shelby's and Sellers Place golden ticket, $20,000 in tickets from Vivid Seats to live out your sports dreams. Visit 670thescore.com/golden ticket to find out how you can win. Presented by Shelby's and Sellers Place, your premium place to play slots and video poker, and Vivid Seats. See more, sit closer. I'm Julie DeCaro. This is the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on The Score is tonight at 5:35 when the White Sox take on the Red Sox on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Northwestern Football, Chicago's Big Ten team. For tickets, call 888 Go Purple.
Boars and Bernstein.
Kind of a giggle.
Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Yes, it is.
The Score.
And 4:05 in Chicago Sports Radio, 670 Score, Boars and Bernstein. We're in Bourbon A today. We're just kind of lolling around on a warm summer day, enjoying everything inside.
And Deadspin's got the Beckman stuff now. The headline is Tim Beckman. My man, what are you even saying? And they've got the same audio. They got the video, same stuff we played. Illinois head coach Tim Beckman took the podium at Big Ten Media Days today, and the beginning of his speech was amazing. It was like watching one of Bill Brasky's friends try to explain a complicated math problem. So they've got it all transcribed here. That stance that we use that word for is our success equals the knowledge of being the K, the knowledge of being a great student athlete on and off the football field. It's so good. It's so good. And he's yelling, and he's so proud of himself. It's so precious. In Hinsdale, Dean is on The Score. Dean? It's Paula Dean. Dean, are you there?
We had this trouble yesterday. We think there's
a guy there, and then somebody thinks they're there, and then they're not there.
And then all of a sudden, when you're ready to say it, we're not making that he's gone, then he says something.
Yes. Last chance. Dean, are you there? No, you're wrong. He's gone. Instead, it is Mike who's calling from his car. Hello, Mike. You're on The Score.
Yeah. Interesting. I found those numbers that you guys rattled off, but on the other hand, it would be interesting, to see what Toronto's record is now, and even Minnesota's record. It seems, I bet you'd find that those percentages are not that much better. When you're talking about a team that is 48-50 in the percentages, or I'm saying, so that kind of equalizes the playing field a little bit. I mean, I'm not saying they're going to do it, but certainly a little bit more interesting now than it was a week ago.
Yeah, it's probably White Sox Nation. I don't know how much back to life. I think there's like a shirtless guy in Bridgeport dancing. But
he's dancing anyway, though. It doesn't matter.
Oh, is he? He's not always for the White Sox?
Right, he's always dancing.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, I don't know. But I think that White Sox Nation has been traumatized for so long, it's hard to wake them up.
And Baseball Prospectus has not updated after the most recent game their playoff odds report, where they use Pecota to try to help predict outcomes, and it's not just looking at record and not just looking at history, but as of the latest, the White Sox playoff percentage was at 9.1%, and their percentage chance of winning the World Series was at 0.3%.
No, I don't think that's probably not, but I
I just think I don't know how many times I'll look at the standings last year when the Royals were 48-50. What the rest of the teams looked like. We know they went 22-5. You go 22-5, you'll pull yourself up by your bootstraps fast. Mm-hmm. But it's amazing that a team that was 48-50, it still looked like the Royals for the most part, did they not? No, they don't look like the Royals.
Tim in Peoria, long time no talk on the score. Hi, Tim.
Hey, so I'm not a statistician, so I'm not trying to be one. But it seems that the question about what a team's playoff odds or success would be since 2012, based on a record of 48-50, and so you say, well, it happens one time out of 40 teams, meaning 2.5%, just the Royals. That's one way to ask the question. I wonder what the statistics would be if you said how many teams made the playoffs that were 2.5 games out of
right,
a playoff spot.
That's a relative rather than an absolute analysis there. I think it's a different Tim in Peoria. Usually it's our guy. So,
yeah, it's not the same Tim.
Right. Obviously, there are multiple ways to ask the question. This just happened to be one of them.
I thought there was only one Tim in Peoria. Now I'm proving wrong.
Maybe there's only
that.
One at a time. Maybe the other one had to leave.
You left the phone. Right. Well, go ahead, call him.
There you go. You get to be Tim in Peoria now. It's like the Dread Pirate Roberts.
Yeah, I think the fact that it's all a big pile of crap helps you. I mean, you know, you could be 48-50, and that team could be six games ahead of you without that great of a record. They're not.
In Gurnee, here is Julian on Sports Radio 670.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. I was just calling to see what your guys' thoughts were on that bungled Brewers-Mets-Gomez trade and who you think's kind of at fault for that falling through, and if you think that hurts Gomez's trade value or the Mets' chances of making a deal?
Terry Collins, we played some of him earlier. It was one of the best press conferences you'll ever see until Tim Beckman takes a podium somewhere. He had no knowledge of any trade. Meanwhile, it was on social media that the trade had gone through. And Wilmer Flores was playing short, and he got wind of it. So he's crying at shortstop, or at least red-eyed and everything. I don't think it hurts.